Hello, my MVM, or most valuable man. Welcome to For Men Who Marry with Dr. Sue, the podcast for men who believe in marriage, want to marry, and most importantly, those who want to remain happily married. I'm a marriage coach of over 15 years, and I will break down the mystery of women for you marrying men right here on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor, and many other platforms. So let's get you married. What are we tackling today? We are looking at chivalry. What is it? Many young and modern men and women are not familiar with the term or even its use. The terminology originated during medieval times and came from the Latin root word caballerius, meaning knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Chivalry was indicative of knightly behavior, gallantry, and courteousness, especially toward women. Some examples are things like opening doors for women, pulling out chairs, or even offering up your seat in a crowded room. Many women consider chivalry a lost art and complain about it often. Conversely, some feminists do not appreciate it at all. Because of this confusion, however, some men have stopped being chivalrous toward women. However, a marrying man continues to incorporate chivalry into his actions unless or until a woman indicates otherwise. It is always best to be chivalrous and be told it is not needed than to lazily avoid it, convincing yourself that women don't appreciate it, because most emotionally mature women do. Let's talk about some key areas of chivalry that are important for today's married or dating man to continue. Let's go with opening doors. A man who takes the time to come around and open the car door for you is a keeper. He is a prize, ladies, especially during inclement weather, when he is holding the umbrella for you or both of you, or when there's a big pile of snow on the sidewalk by your door. A woman appreciates a guy who puts her comfort and well-being first, even if it's just for a few extra seconds, guys. Take that extra time to open the car door for your lady, especially those that you're looking to marry. And that also applies for opening the doors for them when you're going into a building. That's an easy one. If that's all you do, open those doors. How about spending time with her family members? You know, a guy who coaches his woman's little brother on how to throw a football and compliments her mom about her cooking, that guy is in it for the long haul. These are small gestures, but they speak volumes about a man's intentions. So keep that in mind as well. Here's a simple one, and it can be funny, but I add it anyway. Suffering through a girly movie. Guys, we like our action flicks too, many of us women. But when a man volunteers to endure a girly movie because he knows, you know, we enjoy it, he earns major bonus points. Even more points if he does so without complaining or even expecting something in return. So keep that in mind. It's an hour and a half. It's not going to kill you. And she will love you for it. Sending flowers. Now, I'm not talking about those $100 bouquets that you buy for her or your wife on Valentine's Day or a birthday. I'm talking about just the ordinary grocery store type that you pick up on a random Tuesday evening to let her know that you are thinking of her. There's just something about unexpected flowers that makes a girl smile. Major points on that one. Trying to keep it updated here for you, for the modern man. How about walking on the outside of the sidewalk? It makes me cringe whenever I see couples walking together and the woman is out on the side near the traffic. How come men in your life have never been concerned about positioning themselves in such a way that the woman is protected in case curbside tragedy strikes? That is the purpose of you walking on the outside near the curb. This is especially important with the absence of a sidewalk. Yes, there are places in this country and in this world where there is no sidewalk. And to see a woman walking on the outside of a man near the oncoming traffic, again, is sad. How about the kiss on the forehead? Never underestimate the kiss on the forehead, gentlemen. Women love it, especially when you're so much taller than we are. And you bend down and give us a kiss on that forehead. It makes us feel cared for, protected. It's such a wonderful, simple gesture and takes very little time to do. She will certainly love you for it. Now here's one again, very similar to walking on the outside of the curb. Very, very big gesture. In a woman's mind, this is filling up her gas tank. There is nothing more disturbing than watching a man sit in the passenger seat of a woman's car while she puts gas in the car. I don't care what she says. If you voluntarily get out of the car and fill up her gas tank for her, whether she's paying for it or not, is indicative of a man who was raised right and one who's generally courteous, which is always a welcome surprise. So get out that car and fill up her gas tank, guys. And here's another very simple and easy one for the modern men. Women are fully capable of putting on their own jackets, but it's not a question of ability. Help her put her jacket on when it's cool outside. And for those of you who would like to really gain some points, offer her your jacket when she's cold to make her feel taken care of. Very important. It shows how gentlemanly and kind you are when you think about her well-being and you do things to demonstrate that. You have a jacket on and she's shivering. How could you continue to escort her knowing that she's cold and you're nice and bundled up in your jacket? Even in your suit jacket. Doesn't matter what type of jacket, drape it over her shoulders. Chivalry is not dead. Men can be everyday knights in shining armors. You just have to keep these subtle gestures in mind that take nothing from you. There are many more chivalrous gestures, by the way, that you could add to your repertoire. But these are just some simple ones to get you started. And they show the woman that you're dedicated, you're courteous, in addition to being a modern man. That wraps up our episode for today. And as always, I'm available for direct coaching via phone or Zoom anywhere in the world. I can also be reached via email for comments or requests for coaching at formenwhomarry@gmail.com. That is the number 4, menwhomarry@gmail.com. I hope you all are having a wonderful week and continue to do so. And for my MVM, my most valuable men, take care, have a wonderful rest of your day, and always remember to lead with kindness. Bye-bye, guys. Hey there again, my MVMs, or most valuable men. Hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Let me know your feedback and what questions you have. In case you missed that email of mine, it is formenwhomarry@gmail.com. That is the number 4, menwhomarry@gmail.com. And I know that you ladies are listening too. How about you sending your men here to gain some valuable insight that you need them to know? Everyone, tell a friend who wants to marry. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.